Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome back. Frequently, we're talking about access to information here on Straight Talk and about innovative programs of the National Federation of the Blind. Well, this episode's no different. And while we're not necessarily talking about something new, we are talking about something new. For well over a decade, the National Federation of the Blind has been advancing a program called NFB Newsline for the Blind, a program that has provided millions, maybe billions, of minutes now of news content to blind people in many different forms, helping to provide access to information, helping to integrate blind people into work and social settings in a new and dynamic way. I said the program's over a decade old, but the program keeps evolving, and so we thought it was about time to talk on Straight Talk about some of the new innovations in the Newsline program and how you can take advantage of them. So this time we've invited Scott White, our Director of Sponsored Technologies, to talk with us about innovations in the NFB Newsline program. Let's go meet Scott. Scott, welcome to Straight Talk.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to come and visit with you today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Scott, can you begin telling us a little bit about who you are, your story, and what you do here at the National Federation of the Blind?
Well, back in 2006, I started working here at the National Federation of the Blind. And my position, my title is Director of Sponsored Technology Programs. And I currently run the NFB Newsline program on a daily basis.
Excellent. And have you been blind all your life? Or?
Yes, I have. Not totally blind, but pretty much I could see to do some schoolwork and so forth in the elementary grades. And as I progressed, I have retinitis pigmentosa, and the eye condition got worse and worse until about maybe, let's say maybe about 10 years ago, it started to decrease to where I was totally blind.
Okay. And so you know well about trying to get access to information and how critical that is.
Oh, yes. By the time, we'll talk about this in a little bit more depth, but pretty much about the time that I started to want to read newspapers and had to do it in school and things like that is about the time that I started, my vision started to decrease to the point actually where I couldn't read those particular items anymore. So, yes, getting hold of information is very difficult.
Yeah, so let's talk about the NFB Newsline program, and maybe for those who don't know the history, maybe you can give us a brief sketch of what NFB Newsline is, what it does, and how it works.
Okay. Well, NFB Newsline started before I was involved with the Federation back in 1995. Like I said, I've been involved since 2006. And NFB Newsline is an audio information source. It's a wonderful source where you can get many newspapers. Currently, we have 300 newspapers plus on the system, and it's continuously growing. We have 30 magazines that you can get on the on Newsline. And the way that you access those is a variety of different ways, over the telephone, online. But the amount of information that you can just get on NFB Newsline is just phenomenal. Earlier I talked about in schoolwork. So children that need to do schoolwork with getting information on current events, they can go ahead and get that information now independently. Seniors that have been reading the paper all their life, now they can have access to that as well. Mm-hmm. Persons that need integration to the workplace, not only to hear about what's going on in the business community, but you know, just us as blind people, you know, the number, one of the problems that we have as blind people is access to information. Mm-hmm. And NFB Newsline takes care of that, because I know that when I used to work in the private sector before coming here to work at the Federation. Mm-hmm. And one of the things really that NFB Newsline really allowed me to do is to read my local paper and be able to have what I call water cooler conversations. Mm-hmm. With people.
Absolutely.
And that's a very important part to integrating yourself into the population.
Excellent. And is there a cost?
There is no cost for the service. So to subscribe to the service or to use it, there is no cost involved at all for the individual subscriber. A subscriber can go ahead and apply for the service in a variety of different ways. Each state has its own individual sponsor. If a person knows that sponsor in the state, they can apply for them. Mm-hmm. With them. If they want to go ahead and just call us directly, that's fine. Our number is 866-504-7300. Again, that is 866-504-7300. Also, a person can go to our website, which is www.nfbnewsline.org. And there's a link on there that can apply for the service. Now, the persons that are eligible for the service mm-hmm. are persons what we describe as print disabled. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be persons that are totally blind, persons that have low vision, persons that also cannot hold printed matter and turn the pages, such as certain mobility impairments, some type of reading problem such as dyslexia. Basically, we use one main criteria. We use the main criteria of the National Library Service for the Blind. Mm-hmm. So if a person is already receiving services from that library system, then they're definitely qualified for Newsline. Now, if they're not, they still could be possibly qualified for the service, but they just need to contact us or review the information on our website to see if they're eligible for the service.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit more in depth about how people actually access the NFB Newsline content.
Okay, a person would call into, there's several components of the service. Let's mm-hmm. go ahead and talk about the telephone portion first. This is how NFB Newsline started out. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a menuing system designed with prompts. So if a person can use a touch-tone telephone, they can use NFB Newsline. They call in, applying for the service, we give them an identification code and a security code. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's your username and password. Mm-hmm. Once they have that information, they call in, and basically they enter that, and then it presents them with a main menu. There's several different options off the main menu. Now, Newsline is capable of doing a lot of advanced searching and things like that. But to read your basic newspaper, it only takes, once you log in, takes about 4 or 5 keystrokes. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of newspapers that are on the system. Generally, each state at least has 2 or 3 newspapers per state. In addition to those newspapers, we have national publications, such things as the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Christian Science Monitor. And we have a variety of magazines. We're approaching 30 magazines, we'll probably be adding more this upcoming year. Now, some of the magazines include, we would have like all the AARP publications. Mm-hmm. We have The Economist, The New Yorker, Popular Science, Science News, Smithsonian, and the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. Be honest with you, can't recall them all. We used to have like 7 magazines, yeah. And it was easy to recall them now, but now we're getting to 30.
Yeah,
they don't all quite roll off your tongue. But anyway, a person can get that information by either calling us and we could tell them, or they can go ahead and visit our website. They would want to click on participating newspapers, and that will show all the publications that are on our system broken down by state.
Excellent. Before we move on to some of the other ways to access the content, maybe you could talk a little bit about the speech that's used to deliver the content.
Everything is done by synthetic speech mm-hmm. On the system. Now, we have several different voice options. When a person first calls in, they'll greet it with a more human quality voice. Mm-hmm. We have the classic voice, which is eloquence, which those are familiar with using like JAWS or some other type of screen reading program, they can go ahead and listen to that. There's also a male and a female, more human quality voice that mm-hmm. they can select from as well. And it's important to know that these choices, once you set them up, unless you want to change them, they're saved each time that you finish the call.
Excellent. So even if someone's not familiar with using a speech synthesizer, they can play around and get something that feels comfortable for them.
So yes, you can also go ahead and adjust the speed, because we have some readers that want to read the material at a slower pace, and then other ones that are really, really fast.
Excellent.
So you have a lot of variables. We designed the system so you can not only get the information that you want very quickly, and then go ahead and exit the system. Our average calls take about 20 minutes per day.
Excellent. Okay. And other ways to get Newsline content?
Back in March of 2009, we developed nfbnewslineonline.org. You can also go to that website and get information from there. It's nfbnewslineonline.org. And this was our online initiatives. There are several portable DAISY players. We found a need for the subscribers said, well, we'd like to get the information and just take it and read it like on the train or the bus, just like the sighted individuals mm-hmm. do. So what we did is we came up with a method where they can download it to these DAISY digital players, such things as like the Victor Reader Stream, the Icon, the Braille Plus, mm-hmm. and the BookSense from GW Micro. In addition to that, we also have other different methods though in there. We have something called Potable News, which allows people to download the content and read it on the MP3 players.
Okay, excellent. And besides newspapers and magazines, there is other useful content on Newsline. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we find that back in, let's see, it was December of 2006, we started offering TV listings. Mm-hmm. And this is a very complete listing of TV listings. It's very interactive. If you were to go and it goes far beyond saying, well, this is on ABC, this is on NBC at mm-hmm. 8 p.m. It goes and it's actually linked to your actual channel number that you have on your TV set. And the way that we do that is we buy a database that has that information. But when a person goes in for the first time, it asks them what their zip code is. Mm-hmm. And once you enter your zip code and what your TV source is, maybe it could be some sort of cable or satellite or whatever, then it will actually tell you what's on like channel 11 or channel 12 at a specific time. Mm-hmm. And it's designed much like a grid. You have one key on the phone that will take you from channel to channel, and then you can also go and from program to program on the same day. A user is actually able to go ahead and look 13 days in advance for their TV information.
Excellent. Obviously, a lot of robust functionality, but that clearly comes from listening to blind people and their preferences, their hopes and dreams for what the service can do in the future to empower them to be more active participants in society. So what's coming down the line?
Let me go back and talk a little bit about that point you were talking about. I mean, you know, we talked about the newspapers and how that helps you with the access to information and so forth. But the TV listings, I often hear from individuals that say that, hey, you know, they have other sighted individuals in their family. And they go, and now they're the ones that go and, you know, they can provide information to their sighted spouses.
Absolutely.
When it usually was just the opposite, that you want to know what was on TV, you had to have somebody read it to you. Well, now you can go and make those selections yourself. Another point is about, it's very important about that, is if you have children.
Yep.
We have ratings on the TV listings, so now you can go and you can make your selections of what you want your children to watch and so forth.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do that myself with my three-year-old, frequently seeing what's on Sprout or PBS Kids or whatever it is, so absolutely. So what about the future of NFP Newsline? Anything coming up?
Well, the future is very bright. We'll be making several different enhancements this year. Now, over the past year, we've, of course, the Apple iPhone has come out, and that's been accessible. The iPad and so forth, we're going to be making an application that will work on those devices so people can, another portable means that people can get their information.
Excellent.
One of the biggest items to come up, and this is going to be coming out before the end of the year, so we're really, it's in testing now, we're really excited about this, and it's the job listings. When I go around and do talks about NFP Newsline across the country, job listings is one of the things that blind people really, really need access to information about that, mm-hmm. and they don't have it. So what we'll be able to do is we're going to be linking up with a website that will allow us to go ahead and download that information. And again, this will be very specific, where you can go ahead and it's going to be based on your zip code and a job category. And you'll be able to do such advanced things as save the jobs. If you have access to email, you'll be able to get them emailed to you. You'll be able to go and review jobs that you haven't. Let's say that you're
excellent.
Doing your job listings and it comes up with 100 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to go in and you only have time to go through 25 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So when you return the next time, of course, you can go back and review those 25. But what it will show you is the 75 is new jobs. So you can don't have to, in other words, it will remember your place so you can only look at the new jobs.
Excellent, excellent. So we have job listings, we have newspaper content, magazine content, magazine listings, lots of robust content provided through a national network with local sponsors, but also many of the local sponsors put up content on Newsline as well, is that right?
This is true. This is a very popular item, and it's very useful to the individual states that sponsor NFP Newsline. For example, there in Kentucky, I know that there's a local paper that they go and extend the service. We put on, I think in Kentucky currently, there's several newspapers. But for the ones that are the smaller community-type
mm-hmm.
newspapers
mm-hmm.
that really won't accommodate into our system, the individual sponsor will go ahead and make arrangements. They will get that information. They have the ability to go ahead and post stuff to a website, a secure website, and then it's automatically uploaded to NFB Newsline so people can listen to that. So it fulfills the need that you can put smaller community paid newspapers on there. A lot of people have used it in creative ways. I mean, in Idaho, for example, they have bus schedules on there.
Excellent.
In other states, they work with the Consumer Bureau, where they actually put consumer alerts and things like that on there as well. So basically any type of information. I know that in Texas, they're working on a project for all the brochures of different state agencies and state departments that a person could go to a website and get. They're going to make it accessible and put it on NFB Newsline.
Excellent. So a very robust service, and it's all free to the individual users. It's hard to think of a reason why you wouldn't use NFB Newsline.
This is very true.
Now, there may be some folks watching saying, gosh, it sounds very complex. Maybe you can talk about what materials are available to help new users get used to the system.
Well, each individual state sponsor has people that can assist people. But we also, at that 866-504 number, 866-504-7300 that you can call to sign up for the service, mm-hmm. persons after they sign up, we don't drop them. They certainly can call us, and if they need to, we will actually spend the time and go and do a three-way call and call into the system, help them set up things. But it's very easy to use. Mm-hmm. We do provide audio materials and also materials in Braille that are instructions that people can listen to. In fact, you can listen to the instructions on the system after you log in. When I was mentioning online things, and there's like this Newsline on the phone, you can do have like a spell feature and a search feature, but it's not, you don't have to do all that. It really serves a large majority of the population because we have the basic service mm-hmm. of where you can use it just on the telephone, or if you're used to using a computer, you can use that as well. So it accommodates a lot of people's needs.
Excellent. This is quite a bit of great information, a great service that I know I personally use, and many blind people across the country use, and we need to get the word out to people that don't know about the service. Is there anything else, Scott, that you wanted to throw in? Anything in the bag of tricks that we forgot?
Just that I believe people really owe it to themselves to go ahead and give this a try. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the news. I listen to the nightly news, mm-hmm. but the nightly news, think about it, they only have 30 minutes. A good portion of that, unfortunately, is dedicated to commercials. Beyond that, they only have, maybe a minute and a half per news item mm-hmm. to go ahead and allocate to that story. Mm-hmm. Well, often what I will do is if there's something that appears on the nightly news that I want more information about, I will then go ahead and, go to that state's newspaper and read in the newspaper is to see what, to get more information about that subject that's of interest to me. That's one particular aspect. And I just find it invaluable in all types of situations. With my stepson, I was reading one time about individual, of course, what I was reading it from, it was coming from a business perspective, mm-hmm. but it was talking about individual game consoles, and of course, we know that teenagers like that. a lot of this information, I didn't really, know about those types of things, but now since I read about it in the newspaper, I knew that it went over some of the characteristics of each one, so I could talk to stepson about that. It just happens that it works out a lot of ways that in helping you to integrate yourself with your family, your workplace. So I can't strongly emphasize enough that people really owe it to themselves to give it a try.
Excellent. Well, you want to give the website one more time?
Yes, let me go ahead and give the website and the phone number once again. First of all, the phone number is 866-504-7300. And our website address is www.nfbnewsline.org. For the online portion of the service, it is www.nfbnewslineonline.org.
Well, Scott, this has been tremendous. Keep up the great work in terms of your leadership with the Newsline program and integrating the Voice of the Nation's Blind into the service. We encourage anybody to go check the service out. Access to information is something that we have long worked on, and in this case, we've solved the problem ourselves and probably have more access to information than we can deal with in a week or months. So thank you for educating us on the current status of the NFB Newsline service.
Again, thank you for the opportunity.
That's Straight Talk about NFB Newsline.
www.nfb.org, 410-659-9314.